So excited! I have the privilege of introducing this morning's speaker.
真的很感恩，今天我可以来介绍我们今早的讲员。
He's a dear brother, a dear friend.
他是我们亲爱的弟兄，也是亲爱的朋友。
Passionate worshipper.
充满热情的敬拜者。
Friend of God.
神的朋友。
Lover of His Word and of His presence.
而且热爱神的话，也热爱神的同在。
His brother Ruben Cervantes, the Lord has used in powerful ways in many nations.
Ruben Cervantes, 牧师他被神在各处使用。
He's at ground zero at many of the modern day revivals that we've gotten a tiny glimpse of.
他有参与了很多很多的复兴。
He was there at the beginning of the Asbury outpouring.
当那个 Asbury 的复兴的时候，他也在那里。
So in talking about revival, he has a deep understanding. It's been his study literally for the last 5 years of his life.
所以他对复兴以及复兴的历史在过去五年他有非常多的钻研跟了解。
But it's the way that he lives before the Lord that provokes me and encourages me deeply as a friend.
但呢真的更加激发我的是他对神的那个渴慕和热切的回应才是让我更羡慕的。
So welcome. Can you welcome him?
所以我想邀请他，我们一起来邀请，热烈邀请他好吗？
Thank you so much.
谢谢。
Very generous.
谢谢大家如此的慷慨的。
With your descriptions there, I'm just a lover of Jesus like you.
我就是爱神的人，就和大家一样。
You know, I've learned that most of us are extremely boring.
你知道，我发现大部分人都非常的无聊。
In fact, all of us are very mundane.
事实上，大部分人我们都很普通的。
We're very normal, ordinary people.
我们都是普通到不能再普通的普通人。
But if you avail yourself to the Holy Spirit,
但是如果你
Avail yourself, make yourself available.
如果你让自己可以去触摸圣灵
，God can do extraordinary things through your life.
神可以在你生命里面做超乎你所求所想的事。
Now I'm not a stranger to this family. I've been here before.
那我其实并不是第一次来这里了。
I love you.
我真的很爱大家。
我爱你。
I love you.
I'm so honored to be here with my family. They're around here somewhere, my children and my wife.
能够和我的全家人一起在和大家在一起，真的倍感尊荣。
And we are overjoyed to see the work God is doing in your hearts and the way you're responding to it.
我们看到神在你们每一位心上所做的工作，以及你们向神的回应，我真的很被感，很受感动。
It's a beautiful fragrance to Him.
那对他来说是那么馨香的祭。
And I believe he wants to bless you.
而我知道他很渴望祝福你们。
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about revival.
所以我想要和大家来分享一下复兴。
And I want to talk a little bit about our hearts in the midst of God fulfilling His promises.
尤其是当神在成就他应许的时候，我们的心是怎么样？
You see, as Mishi described, I have been on the front lines of not by my own godliness, but by God's mercy of times of visitation in our generation.
就像 Mishi 刚刚所说的，因着神的怜悯，然后让我可以有机会接触到好多次的复兴。
In 2009, we in the Kansas City experienced a great awakening among students.
在2009年在 Kansas 市的时候呢，有一个在学生里面的一个属灵的觉醒。
For 11 months, we saw the miraculous hand of God being poured out among many people your age.
在那11个月的期间，我们看到神的手这样大大浇灌在许多和你们年纪相仿的人身上。
For 11 months,Kansas City was so busy with people visiting from all over the world seeking an encounter with Jesus.
那11个月里面 ，Kansas 市变得非常的人群爆满，因为大家都要飞到那里去经历神。
What counselors and psychiatrists could not accomplish in 10 years, in a moment we would see God heal the human heart.
世上的辅导跟咨商是十年都没有办法成就的，神在一瞬间就可以使他医治。
There were stories of instant.Physical healing,
有许多身体上在立即就得到医治的。
Of inner healing, the heart,
也有心理的内在医治。
And even the transformation of personalities where Satan had kept someone bound, they were set free.
甚至性格完全的转变，原本是被鬼魔所辖制的，能够完全得自由。
And then several years later, here, just a couple years ago, or a year ago,
而就在去年
we experienced an outpouring of global proportions in Wilmore, Kentucky.
我们在 Kentucky 那边又经历到一个很大的一个圣灵的浇灌。
There was a group of young people gathering at a boring chapel.
有那就只是一群年轻人在一个很普通的一个礼拜堂在那边聚集。
Most of them not paying attention to this very normal message on love.
大部分人甚至对这个很普通的一个关于爱的信息也没有再仔细听。
But in God's mercy, He so desired to awaken a generation that He stirred the human hearts towards the end of the message.
但是因着神的怜悯，他那么渴望激发人的心，所以在最后他使人向他的心苏醒。
And it didn't start with 5,000 incredible people coming together to pray.
一开始的时候，并不是说就已经有五千人这样子火热的在那边祷告了。
It started with a small group of singers and musicians who just wanted to linger.In God's presence.
而只是小小的几个美歌者还有乐器手他们渴望更多停留在神的同在。
After the message was over, the choir, the gospel choir, and a friend of mine, George Dumain, they continued to just sing in that sweet presence.
当信息已经结束了，那些美歌者他们就这样，还有那个牧者就一直停留在那里去享受神的同在。
And the hand of the Lord slowly began to rest upon this small group of 16.
而神的手就这样子悄悄的就翩然降临在那16个人身上。
Couple hours later, people were asking, "Where's my friend?" or "Where's this person?"
过了几个小时之后，大家就开始留意到，哎，我的朋友呢？他不见了。
Oh, they're still in the chapel. I think they're still singing.
哦，他们还在礼拜堂，他们还在唱歌。
Nothing unusual.
没有什么太特别的。
But there was something sweet happening in the human heart.
但是在那心里面，一个甜美的工作正在发生。
Well, you've heard the stories and read the reports.
你们都有听过这个故事，也有看新闻。
This quickly, the exponential power of the Holy Spirit began to multiply amongst many in the campus.
很快的，那个圣灵的大能就这样爆炸式的扩散在那个学校里。
And we began to see many's hearts grow tender before the Lord.That had been hardened.
我们看到许多从前对神是很刚硬的心就柔软下来。
And that testimony of Jesus in the heart began to gain even more traction.
而那对耶稣做见对耶稣所做的见证又吸引了更多的人。
By that evening, many in the community, this small town of Wilmore, began to experience that very sweet presence that had once visited them in 1970.
在那一天晚上，整个小镇都这样子进入到那个神的同在里面。在上一次这样是发生在1970年。
Just a couple days after that, we would then hear the famous stories because the whole world was leaning in.
然后不久之后，我们全世界人都知道，因为大家都在观看。
2 weeks in a few days, we saw the hand of God touch a community who, by design, could not contain it.
然后过了两周之后，我们就看到了神的同在这样子触摸到一个没有办法去让神的同在这样子满溢出来的一个地方。
At least here, even with your traffic jams, you have a sprawled out city centers.
所以你看到那里的整个交通都那么的拥挤，然后你看到市中心这样子大大的扩张。
But in a little town of Wilmore, Kentucky.There were 6,000 people and only one stoplight.
但是在那一个小小的小镇，原本只有6000个人，而且只有一个红绿灯。
The infrastructure began to break.
他们那里的基础设施就承受不住了。
The plumbing, the food in the one grocery store was gone so quickly. They had to bring emergency food and restroom services.
他们的供水食物很快就不够用了，他们必须要从其他地方这样调度过去。
The thing that we know as revival became a crisis that was challenging the infrastructure of the town.
我们原本所看到的一个复兴，结果就变成了一个大大的危机，这样子挑战原本的基础设施。
2 years prior to this event, we had planned. Well, I wasn't part of the plan, but there was a plan for a collegiate day of prayer.
在那事件两年之前，他们有没有计划要有一个全国大学生祷告日
？And the reason of the purpose of this prayer time was to ask God for revival.
而这个祷告日的目的就是为了要和神求复兴。
And by God's sovereign choice and method, I was the backup worship leader.
而因着神的拣选，我是候补的这个敬拜主领。
And I agreed only because I was planning to attend.
那我同意只是因为我同意只是因为我想要参加。
As the outpouring began to develop, the worship leaders they actually wanted began to say, "Hey, we want to be there."
而当神的同在这样倾倒下来的时候，很多其他敬拜主领说我也想去。
And I said,great, let them do it. I don't want to touch this.
我说太好了，那就让他们来做吧。我并没有很想要碰这个。
But the organizers of the Collegiate Day of Prayer, they discerned that it was too holy.
但是那个组织发起人，他们祷告的时候觉得这是太圣洁了。
That this prayer meeting was no longer to be a moment of utilizing.People who want to, with ambition, to be part of something great.
这个祷告会，它太圣洁，以至于不能够让那些有自己的野心的人去利用这样的平台。
But then I said, I don't want to be the one to touch the ark either.
但是我就说，我也不想要成为那个去摸约柜的人呢。
This is too holy.
太圣洁了。
I don't want to try to save this or lead a prayer meeting for something that God has already given us. Just let it be what it is.
我不想要试着去帮他一把，我不想要去带这个是已经有神的聚会，就让神自己来做吧。
But over time, we discern that God was intentionally wanting the priests.To carry this ark out of the house of Obed and blast it to the nations of the earth.
但是当我们继续祷告的时候，我们就觉得说，神他渴望一群祭司，他们这样扛抬约柜，把神的同在带出去。
We had a role.
我们是有角色的。
And the role was to steward the cannon blast.
而那个角色就是要去，
Like a cannon blown.
就是要我们的角色呢，就是要去准确的让那个炮弹这样发出去。
By design, God did not want this outpouring to stay in a small college campus.
神不希望这个圣灵的大浇灌只是局限在一个大学城里。
It was a catalytic flashpoint event that was meant to signify to the world that He is here for a generation of awakening.
他希望那个能够成为一个催化剂，能够唤醒世界各地的人，说神要来得着整个世代。
And I believe we're stepping into that now.
而我知道我们现在就在那时候。
It's been now nearly 2 years since that event where God made a statement to the world.
自从那一次神这样子对全世界宣告之后，已经过了两年了。
We've seen so much powerful moves of God in other college campuses and local churches. God stirring the human heart.
我们看到神大有能力的运行在各处的学校和教会。
While at the same time, the enemy seeks to lift up a standard to derail and distract.
但同时，仇敌也各样的方式来想要去搅扰和去干扰这些事情。
But what I've learned about revival and about the moves of God in history,
而当我在研读复兴还有神工作的历史
，is that before God moves in a generation awakening, He first comes to judge the house.
就是神在要这样临到这个时代之前，他要先审判神的家。
Judgment begins in the house of God.
神的审判是从神的家起手的。
It is His mercy.
这是他的怜悯。
It's when he changes the wineskins.
因为他需要先更换那个皮带。
The old wineskins serve a purpose, but when it's time for new wine, it's time for the new wineskin.
旧皮带固然是有用的，但是当神要浇灌新酒的时候，你必须有新皮带。
And God alone can dictate what that is.
而神他有完全的主权决定那是什么样子。
And only on his timing does he change the wineskin.
而且他更换这个皮带也是在他的时间表。
So I want to talk to you about this.Transition in our history that we're living through.
所以我想要告诉大家，我们现在所经历的这个历史的转捩点。
I'm talking about the transition of generations.
我们现在在讲的是一个世代的交替。
You look at yourself in a season of weakness, perhaps.
你可能看到你过去有经过一个软弱的季节。
You're struggling with your grades or keeping your room clean.
你呢，就是光是要有成绩，甚至只是打扫你的房间，就已经让你很挣扎了。
But you know what I see in this generation where we're living in an ash heap?
但是你知道，虽然看起来好像整个世代是活在一个灰烬里面。
I see burning little embers that are about to set the world on fire with holy love for Jesus.
但是我看见这些等待的那个余火已经准备要熊熊再被点燃了。
Don't you know that in a fire there's always embers beneath the ashes?
你知道在那个灰烬下面总是有那个余火的吗？
I'm calling out to you, next generation.
我正在向你们，我正在呼召你们里面的大能者。
My generation.
我们的世代。
It's time to seek the Lord.
是寻求神的时候了。
Well, turn to your Bibles to Exodus chapter 33.
所以我们把圣经翻到出埃及记34章。
I have a encouraging word to you that will bring great challenge.
我向你们，我有一些话想要勉励，但是可能也会有点挑战。
You see.The Lord spoke to me from this chapter when I was seeking Him about His promises.
当我在寻求神的应许的时候，神点出了这个章节。
And it really broke my heart.
而那真的使我的心很难过。
I asked Him, "When are you going to fulfill these promises we've heard about revival in our generation?"
我问神说，神啊，你什么时候才要完全实现你对复兴的应许
？I had been an avid student of revival history.
我已经那么详细的研读复兴的历史了。
I'd read so many biographies of these giants of God who would do great exploits.
我读了好多真的神国度里伟人的各样的传记，他们所做的事情。
I knew that there were some things possible in God that we had yet touched.
我知道在神的国度里面有那些事情是我们还没有经历到的。
So I asked God, "When are you going to do this in my generation?"
我问神说，神啊，你什么时候才要在我的世代再做一次？
You can say never. You can say 10 years, 30 years. I don't care about the answer. I just want to know when will you move among us.
主啊，你可以说你永远不会做，你可以说十年后才做，但我就是想要知道你什么时候要做。
This was August of the year 2021.
这是在2021年10月的时候的事。
And I felt strongly, no, it was August of the year 2022, and I felt strongly that the Lord sent me to Exodus chapter 33.
更正是2022年十月的时候，神，当我这样问神，神就带我看出埃及记33章。
When I asked him, he said Exodus 33 verse 3, and I thought, this is the show me your glory passage.
神就带领我去看出埃及记33章3节，我就想说啊，这一节就是要让我看到你荣耀的经文啊。
And so I began to read it from verse 1.
So 我就开始从第一节开始读了。
Follow with me. It says, the Lord said to Moses,
他说耶和华吩咐摩西说
Depart, go from here, you and the people whom you've brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I swore Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, to your offspring I will give it.
我曾起誓应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各说，要将迦南地赐给你的后裔。现在你和你从埃及地所领出来的百姓，要从这里往那地去。
So Moses is getting an answer from the Lord here.
所以摩西在这里，他得到了神的一个答案。
You got to remember, Moses experienced the deliverance of God in such miraculous ways.
你要记得摩西他那样子看到神大有能力的拯救。
You know, he cried out to the Lord and the Red Sea was split.
他向神呼求，然后红海就在他眼前分开了。
The people grumbled, they needed food, they needed water, and God miraculously answered.
大家抱怨啊，没有食物，没有水，然后神用各样的神迹来回应他们。
By this point in Moses' life, he has known the God of the breakthrough.
在那个时间点，没有人比摩西更知道神是怎样一个突破的神了。
But he did not know the God of sorrows.
但是他不知道神的忧伤。
You see in verse 2, it continues, I'm going to send an angel before you and I will drive out all of your enemies.
你看第二节他说我要差遣使者在你面前，而且我要撵出所有你的那些仇敌。
Moses is excited.
摩西就好兴奋啊。
He feels like he's going to deliver a good word to the people who grumble.
他觉得说他可以向这群发怨言的人可以报一个好消息啦。
And then the climax in chapter 33 verse 3, it says, now go up to the land flowing with milk and honey.
而在第三节他就说领你到那流奶与蜜之地。
You see, already we see God saying that He's going to fulfill His promise that He made to Abraham.
你看，我们刚刚看到神说他要成就他给亚伯拉罕所应许的。
God is always faithful to His promise.
神对他的应许总是信实的。
You can trust it.
你可以信任他的。
And He here says, not only will I fulfill my promises, but I'm even going to send an angel to you.
而且不止我会实现这个应许哦，我还会差遣我的使者跟你们一起去。
What would you do if an angel appeared?Before you, how many want an experience with God where you see an angel?
如果神的使者显现在你面前，你会怎么反应呢？是不是大家都很想要有神的使者显现？
To interact with the angelic is such an incredible experience one can have with God.
可以和神的使者灵界的受到互动，这是一个多么奇特的经验啊！
It's establishing a Jacob's ladder where they descend to speak to those that God is calling for a specific task.
就像雅各的天梯就在这里下来，然后你可以上到那里去，然后和神的使者这样交流。
These agents from heaven are a gift to humanity.
这些神的使者也是神给我们的礼物。
They're ministering spirits that lead us to promised lands.
有他们是会来服侍我们的灵，会来帮助我们进到迦南美地。
They give you wealth that comes from heaven.
他给我们属天的财富。
They give you skill, a spirit of skill.
以及属天的技能。
The agency of the angelic is from heaven.
他那些神的使者，他们的这些能力都是从天上来的。
And here is with the sorrow hit my heart.
但是这里下一段就是让我倍感难过的。
Because it continues in verse 3 and it says this.
因为它第三节接下来就说
Go up to the land flowing with milk and honey.
对，去到那牛奶与蜜之地。
But I will not go up among you lest I consume you on the way.
但我自己不同你们上去，恐怕我在路上把你们灭绝。
This troubled me greatly.
这句话让我觉得很难过。
How could you have the promises of God fulfilled?
你为什么你怎么能够让你的应许成就
？How could you experience such blessing from heaven？
你怎么可能说你得着那么大从天而来的一个祝福
？That it gives you land to possess。
大的程度，他给你一块地去拥有。
That it gives you territory to advance。
给你领土，让扩张你的领地。
Wealth and riches and favor。
各样的财富，各样的恩宠。
And from a spiritual standpoint, he even sends angels before you。
而且从灵界里面，他甚至还差遣他的使者。
How could you have all of this?
你怎么可能拥有这一切
？And not have him?
但是却没有神呢
？Well, my friends, this is the problem with our church in this hour.
亲爱的家人啊，这就是我们当今教会的问题。
The global church has become drunk with the effects of God and has lost sight of God.
我们世上许多的教会，他们那么专注在神的祝福，但是却忘了神。
We've become obsessed with theology and Christian practice and have neglected the very presence of the Almighty.
我们那么专注在神学知识还有如何的实践，但是我们却轻忽了神的同在。
We let culture dictate what holiness should look like.
我们让文化来帮我们定义什么叫圣洁。
We let the threats of the enemy and of culturecompletely demasculate us from what God has given us.
我们让仇敌和文化的，我们让仇敌和世界的文化来阉割我们。
We have let other idols impact what we believe about God.
我们让世上的偶像来影响我们如何了解我们认识我们的神。
This is a problem.
这就是问题啊。
You see, I found this to be an incredibly difficult passage.
你知道吗？我觉得这一段经文真的是非常的难读。
Because I saw how often we are okay with the gifts of God that we neglect the giver.
因为我意识到说，我们常常是那么可以只专注在神的祝福，却忘了赐予祝福的那一位。
And you know what I've loved about these past 3 days where you've experienced God's love and how you've received of His mercy?
哎，你知道我看到你们在过去三天这样子领受神的爱以及他的怜悯。
It's because He is preparing you for cleansing.
我很高兴是因为神正在预备你们要被洁净。
Your hearts are being renewed. You're getting a new vision of how He feels towards you.
你们的心正在被更新，而且你们领受他看你的眼光。
But this is a relationship.
但是这是一个关系。
This is a relationship God intended for you to enjoy with them, unhindered fellowship with God.
神渴望和你建立这个毫无拦阻的亲密交通。
This is the mercy of God.
这是神的怜悯。
Reaching out to you.
他这样的主动的伸出手。
That you would realize that He is a person too.
让你明白说他也是有位格的神。
He wants relationship. That's a two-way street.
他也渴望和你有关系，这是一个双向的交通。
If all you do is receive from God, you become a murky pond full of bacteria.
如果你只懂得领受的话，你就变成一个死的一个沼泽，就里面都是细菌。
God has called you to be a river of living water flowing through you, in and from you.
但是神是渴望你成为一个活水，是这样的河流，是一直流动的。
And He wants to invite you into a relationship where He can show you His face.
哎，他渴望你进到一个关系里面，让他可以向你敞开他的脸。
So I have a question for you.
所以我有一个问题。
Do you want Him?
你是不是真的要他
？Do you have Him?
你有他吗？
Is the presence of God within you?
神的同在在你里面吗？
Is he around you?
他在你身边吗？
Now this isn't something we earn.
这并不是我们赚得的。
This isn't something that you can perform to get.
这也不是我们可以努力的表现让自己配得的。
That has been unfortunately the error in the church.
很可惜，许多教会都有这样的错误。
We go from this slimy grace where we think God is okay with all of our mess.
我们有些人就是有极端的恩典神学，觉得神对我们所有的罪都没关系。
And we go to the other extreme where we think we can earn God's favor by how we perform.
那也有另一个极端，就是我们可以借着自己的好行为来得到神的赞许。
These are both errors, my friends.
这两个都是不对的。
Because this one leads to self-indulgence.
因为极端恩典神学会让你进到一个放纵。
We fall in the path of just feeding the lusts of the flesh.
我们进到一个程度，就是只是不停的在喂养那肉体的情欲。
But to embrace a path thatThinks that we can earn God's favor.
但到另一个极端，认为我们可以去得到用自己赚得神的恩宠。
Well, this leads to self-righteousness.
那就会导致自义，自以为义。
Now you tell me when Jesus walked the earth, which one he hated most?
那你觉得当耶稣在地上的时候，他哪一个最讨厌呢？
Don't you remember the only time Jesus spoke harshly to someone?Was to those who were self-righteous.
你还记得耶稣他最严厉指责的是对那群自以为义的人吗？
Those who measured up their good virtues against those that weren't as holy as they were.
那些他们这样子不停地夸赞自己有多么的公义，然后鄙视其他人。
God said, "Your righteousness is filthy rags to me."
神说，你的公义在我眼中不过是破布。
You think that you can perform in some way to make me like you.
你认为你可以用怎样怎样的表现让我来喜欢你？
Don't you know that this relationship began while you were yet a sinner?
你没有意识到说我们之间的关系是在你还是罪人的时候就开始了。
While you were still swimming in your vomit, I found you and I loved you and I chose you.
当你还在自己的呕吐里面游泳的时候，我就已经找到你，而且选择你，拣选你了。
And yet you brag that your holiness and your methods of Christianity are so far superior.
但是你居然自夸说你自己累积起来的公义，或者是你做当基督徒的方式比人家更好。
Those are filthy, stenchy rags to me.
那对我来说真的是破到不能再破的破布了。
You see, both are dangerous cliffs.
所以你看到这两个都是很危险的，像悬崖一样啊。
But self-righteousness produces a stench in the nostrils of God.
但是自以为意呢，在神的鼻子里面更是闻得更臭。
Because you block him from giving you mercy.
因为你拦阻了神给你施恩的管道。
You create a barrier for God ministering to your heart.
你筑了一道墙，让神甚至没有办法来服侍你。
And unfortunately, that is the place where we give in to doctrines of demons.
但很可惜，就是在那里我们喂养了许多鬼魔的道理。
But the Lord says, "Narrow is the way that leads to life."
但是神说，那通往永生的路是窄的。
You know, as I have been praying around this region the past few days.
你知道在过去几天，当我在为这个地方、这个地区来祷告的时候
，I've been able to walk on these beautiful ridges.
我就可以
like a ridge, like a you know.
我就走在许多的这个河堤上。
On one side is dangerous. You could fall over to the stones.
在其中一边呢，你很容易就会跌下去了。
And on the other side is also dangerous because you could fall to the other side.
在另一侧也很危险，因为你也会跌到另一侧去。
And it gives me such a picture of how our journey with the Lord is like.
就让我意识到说我们和神的旅程也是这样子的。
Because if you stay on the straight and narrow,
因为你如果一直走在那个窄路上
you can enjoy the beauty of God's creation without falling and being hurt.
你可以尽情享受神创造万物的美好，而不需要担心会跌倒。
You see, holiness isn't boring.
你看圣洁并不是很无聊的。
Isn't about beating yourself because you're not good enough.
圣洁不是说啊，你一直这样子责打自己，说你不够好。
Holiness is about receiving His love so that you can spend time with Him.
圣洁是关乎你能够领受他的爱，所以你能够更多花时间在他面前。
It's about being cleansed by Him by the fiery finger of God, changing your desires so you want to spend time with Him.
是你让他圣洁的烈焰这样子来接近你的心，所以你更渴望想要和他在一起。
You see, this is the gift of the Holy Spirit in us.
所以你看到这是神所赐给我们的礼物，圣灵赐给我们的礼物。
It's not just so that we speak in tongues or we move in certain ways set free from our whatever issues.
圣灵的恩赐并不是只是说我们开始说方言，或是我们开始用各样的彰显，然后医治得到医治而已。
The Spirit of God is here to lead us into all truth.
神的灵在这里带领我们进到一切的真实。
And to sanctify us from within.
然后让我们从里到外被洁净，被分别为圣。
If there is any holy way within me, it is not the result of my godliness.
如果在我里面有任何圣洁的真理，并不是因为我自己。
If there's any holy thing within me, it's the result of the Holy Spirit's ministry.
如果任何圣洁在我里面的话，都是因为圣灵在我里面所做的工。
Do you want Holy Spirit to write His law on your heart?
你可不渴望圣灵这样子把他的律法刻在你的心板上
？Do you want Holy Spirit to change your desires?
你是否渴望圣灵这样子来改变你的渴望？
Well, friends, I've got good news for you.
那大家，我有一个好消息啦。
This is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣基督的福音啊。
He has come to transform you.
他来就是要来转化我们。
From the ordinary, profane, mundane creatures that we are.
从原本我们只是那么普通，然后又那么污秽的。
And bring us into an extraordinary journey of union with Christ.
带我们进到一个超乎想象的旅程，带到我们与神的合一。
You get to live for something way bigger than yourself.
你可以活得不只是我，不再局限，只是在我自己。
You get to join an adventure that's more exciting than this frail life can offer.
你可以进到一个比世上所能够给你的更刺激的一个旅程。
You can be a partner in God's ministry to see His eternal kingdom established on the earth.
你可以在神伟大的工作上和他同工，看到他永恒国度在地上的工作。
So that even if you face death in this life.
所以即使等到有一天你面对死亡的时候
You never really die.
你到一个程度你并没有真的死。
Not even the last enemy, which is death, can conquer the joy in your heart because you are building for an eternal kingdom.
就连那死亡那个仇敌都没有办法夺去你的喜乐，因为你是为了永恒的国度而活。
You see, this is God's holiness plan for you.
你看到这就是神在你身上圣洁美好的计划。
It's not about just wearing a certain garb.
不是只是说啊，你穿着怎么样
？Talking in a certain way，
用某种方式来讲话
；Having a big enough Bible，
然后有一本够大本的圣经。
I just do this because I don't like to strain; it's bigger words.
我用比较大本的声音，只是因为字比较大。
We don't want the appearance of godliness that denies the power of God.
我们不想要用金钱的外表来否认了神大能的实际。
You know what we want?
你知道我们想要的吗
？We want Christ in us, the hope of glory.
我们想要基督做我们真正永活的盼望。
We want to be a people so abandoned to God.
我们想要那么的撇下自己，就是全心为着神。
Wholly fixated on His beauty.
那么完全的定睛在他的荣美。
That we begin to shine.
到一个程度，我们会发光。
That we are burning and shining ones like Moses, that when he came down from a mountain, he didn't even know his face was radiating with the glory of God, but his very presence ushered in the fear of the Lord.
我们熊熊燃烧，闪闪发光到一个程度，我们就像摩西一样，当他从那个山上下来的时候，他甚至不知道自己面皮发光到人家都没有办法定睛看他。
The Lord is transitioning our generation.
神正在转化我们的世代。
Do you feel it?
你有感受到了吗？
Do you perceive it?
你有观察到了吗?
You know, another thing that has struck my heart as I've been meditating on this verse.
你知道另一件事情让我想到，当我在研读这个经文的时候。
It's perhaps something that you've dealt with or experienced in your heart, or you've been wondering.
可能这也是你们过去曾经有想过的事。
So many times in our walks with God, we don't have full understanding, but But we try to find therapeutic ways to deal with the pain inside.
很多时候在我们跟神的旅程里面，我们并不知道怎么做，但是我们尝试找其他的方法要来医治我们。
How many of you have wrestled with the question, "I'm not good enough"?
你们有多少人曾经有这样的挣扎，就是说我不够好？
This question of insufficiency.
这个觉得自觉不足的这个疑问。
I'm not enough.
我就是不够好。
Well, There's two ways to approach this from the Bible.
圣经里面有两个观点可以来去看这个问题。
The first one you've already received a lot of.
第一个观点呢，大家已经领受蛮多的。
Is the affirmation of the Father.
就是天父向你们的认可。
He is well pleased with you.
他是那样深深喜悦你。
Have you received that?
你有领受了吗？
Your Father in heaven loves you.
你在天上的父那样爱你。
Your Father in heaven sees you.
你在天上的父看到你。
Your Father in heaven knows you.
你在天上的父这样认识你。
He is always there with you.
而且他永远和你在，永远与你同在。
There's never been a moment that he's been away from you.
他从来没有一刻离开你。
Your Father cares about you.
你的天父那样的在乎你。
Your Father loves you.
你的天父深深爱你。
Oh, that feels good, doesn't it?
那感受真的很不错吧
That's truth just hitting the heart and awakening us to the pain that we've been feeling.
当那个真理这样击中我们的心然后这样再次唤醒我们从那痛苦中醒过来
The accuser of the brethren comes to try to make you feel worthless so that you don't receive God's love.
那昼夜控告弟兄的就是要不停的说你有多么的不配让你觉得自己不值得神的爱
But I perceive that there's another group of you that word of the Father's love has been not enough to you.
但是我知道还有一群人，可能这样天父对你所说的话，对你来说还是不太够。
Because you've said, well, if you knew me, and if you knew who I really was.
因为你可能想说，如果你真的真的知道我是怎样的人。
If you understood how I really feel.
如果你真的真的知道我怎么感受的话。
There's some real things that I'm struggling with in my mind.
那有一些东西在我里面，我还是有很多挣扎。
Well, let me tell you another way that God wants to heal this issue in your life.
那让我来告诉你，在圣经里面另一个观点，想要来医治这件事情。
You know, the gospel of Jesus Christ says this.
你知道耶稣基督的福音是这样说的。
For we were all sinners.
因为我们都是罪人。
When he found us.
我们当他遇见我们，寻找我们的时候，我们都还是罪人。
It also says that we can't earn our salvation.
他也说我们没有办法赚得我们的救恩。
So let me say it this way to you: if the other way didn't work.
所以如果另一方面没对你不管用。
You're not good enough.
那确实你就是不够好啊。
But God chose you.
但是还是拣选你啊。
He embraced you.
他还是拥抱你。
He equipped you.
他而且他要装备你。
And he has a plan that you would be co-heirs with him.
而且他有那样美好的计划，他让你也成继承产业。
Judging even the angels.
甚至我们要来审判天使。
You see, friends, the gospel is very clear.
你看，福音是很清楚的。
He didn't call those who were qualified.
他并不是招那招那够格的。
He qualifies those who are called.
而是他使那些他呼召的成为够格的。
Has he called your name?
他有没有呼召你呢？
Has he invited you to a life with him?
他是不是已经邀请你要进到这个生命里面？
My friend, you could say to the devil who's a liar, "You're right. I'm not good enough, but he makes me special. He makes me good enough. He equips me for the work of the ministry."
所以你也可以大声对那控告的仇敌说：“对啊，我就是不够好，但是神就是拣选我，而且他拣选我有荣耀的计划。”
So much we spend our time trying to fit these human constructs to find our worth.
到那个有的时候我们一直用自己人本的条条框框想要来找到我们的价值。
I'm not old enough.
啊我不够老。
I'm not ordained.
啊我也没有被按牧。
I've only been a Christian for 5 years.
啊我只不过当基督才五年。
I mean, we are our own disqualification so many times.
你知道我们常常自我这样子否定认为自己不够格。
You know the only thing that can disqualify you?
你知道任何唯一一件能使你失格的。
Is a hardened heart.
就是一个刚硬的心。
And that is what Exodus 33 is telling us about.
这就是出埃及记33章所说的。
You see, Israel had received the promises of God.
你看以色列人他们领受了神的应许。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, all witnesses of God visiting them.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们都是见证神这样子的造访。
Even Joseph, God put his hand upon him so that he could save the known world from famine.
就连约瑟，神的手也这样子在他身上，所以他可以这样拯救整个以色列人。
Then for over 400 years, we see the people enslaved. So now Yahweh is the God of the losers, the slaves.
所以呢，现在亚威他耶和华突然就变成了这群软弱的奴仆的神了。
America is barely 400 years old.
你知道美国甚至建国都还没有四百年呢。
Imagine that for 400 years.Your God is the God of the losers.
你要想象有四百年之久，你的神呢是那群是那群鲁蛇的神。
Then suddenly, out of nowhere, the burning bush moment happens.
但是突然呢，那个火焰燃烧的荆棘丛的那个。
God raises up a deliverer.
神兴起了一个拯救者。
A murderer.
神兴而那个拯救者，他同时也是谋杀犯。
Who was afraid of Egypt?
他是摩西，然后摩西他很怕回去埃及。
God called that Moses to go back to Egypt.
神叫那个摩西 回到埃及去。
I'm going to use you, you little weak one.
我要来使用你这个软弱的。
I'm going to use you who's condemned yourself.
我要使用你这个自我控告的。
I'm going to use you to bring deliverance to a whole nation.
我要用你来带领整个国族能够得拯救。
And he goes back, and the people of Israel experienced the 10 mighty plagues that show God's power.
然后他回去，然后他带着那以色列一起观看神十样大有能力的作为。
And then at the end of these 10 plagues, you see the great moment of the Red Sea with a great east wind being split in two, and you see two walls of water.
然后在十灾之后，他们都一起亲眼看见那个大东风这样的吹，然后红海就这样子分开了。
I mean, how exciting is that?
那是多么让人兴奋啊！
Imagine seeing that you're walking in the bay and you see the water split in two with a great east wind.
你想想看，你如果在湾区那个那边散步的时候，你看到东风这样吹，然后那个湾就这样子分开了。
And then over 1 million people and their livestock crossed through that Red Sea.
然后超过100万人和他们所有的牲畜这样子跨过那个红海。
You know how long that would have taken?
你知道那会花多久吗？
Moving 1 million people takes a long time.
要让100万个人过去要花很久啊。
With their carts and their livestock and their children.
他们带着所有的货物，然后还有牲畜跟孩子。
I can imagine, you know, my son is always running around everywhere. I can hardly keep track of him. Imagine 1 million people. There's so many children running everywhere, trying to touch the fishes on the wall.
你知道，光是我儿子，他就自己在那跑来跑去的。你如果是100万个那些孩子在那边到处在那边摸那些鱼。
Look, Mom, a shark. You know, like,
你看那边有鲨鱼啊。
Don't touch that.
不要碰啊。
After they crossed.
等他们过了红海。
And the enemies of Israel came to attack. They witnessed with their eyes the hand of God destroying their enemies right before them.
然后埃及追兵这样杀来的时候，他们又亲眼看到红海又闭起来，把那些仇敌都淹死了。
You see, in Exodus 33, the stiff-necked people are those who touch the power of God.
你有想过吗？出埃及记三十三章，神所说的应着景象的百姓，是曾经经历过神那样的神迹哎。
They weren't ignorant of God's visitation and His abilities to do great things among them.
他们对神的造访和奇妙的工作并不是一无所知的。
They were witnesses of a great reviving of a nation.
他们亲眼了见证整个国族那么大的复兴。
And when they cross through and see Pharaoh's armies die before them,
而当他们已经跨过红海，然后看到埃及追兵这样死在红海中，
they ascend to Mount Sinai where God wanted to meet with all of them because they were all precious to Him face to face.
他们就上到西乃山那里，因为神渴望和他所有的子民都相遇，因为是那么的宝贵。
And this is where the crack began to form.
但是呢，他们与神之间的裂痕就在此时就开始了。
God wanted all of them to be a nation, a kingdom of priests.
神希望他们成为一个圣洁祭司的国度。
But they disqualified themselves.
但是他们自己使自己失格了。
And he said, only you, Pastor, I mean Moses.
他说啊，摩西，你自己上去吧。
Only you, Joshua, who likes to be around the pastor.
啊，约书亚，你喜欢跟那个摩西一起，你就也去吧。
We're over here. We're good workers. We can make money and provide for you.
啊，我们就在这里就好了啦。我们很会赚钱，我们可以来养你们。
We fear the Lord. You do that because I'm scared of God.
知道我们敬畏神啦，但是你们来做，因为我们很怕神。
This really happened.
这是真的发生的。
They wanted to continue in their labors and let the religious people be religious.
他们想要自己过他们自己原本的工作的生活，然后让那些宗教人士很属灵。
How many of you know this is not a religion that we're living?
你有没有意识到我们并不是在过一个宗教生活？
God suffered and paid too high of a price for just a religion.
神为我们受害付了这么大的代价，难道只是为了一个宗教吗？
God wants you.
他要的是你。
He wants friendship with you.
他要的是和你的友谊。
And yet we so quickly disqualify ourselves from that.
但是我们那么快就判断我们自己是失格。
So by the time we get to Exodus 33,
所以呢，一直到出埃及三十三章的时候，
we see a people so consumed by their pagan past.
我们就看到这一群人，他们已经完全陷在过去奴役的心，无法自拔了。
Because even when Moses goes up to the mountain to receive from God the instruction,
因为即使是摩西上到山里去领受神的旨意，
and he's receiving this beautiful revelation of how they're going to relate with him.
他摩西在山上领受神那样子美好的计划，可以和他的子民在一起。
These impatient people, 40 days.
就是过了这40天，但是这群人真的是非常的没耐心啊。
And they're like, well, Moses is not here, so. Let's go back to the way we used to worship.
他就想说啊，摩西也不在这啊，那我们就回到我们过去怎么敬拜的方式吧。
Aaron, you make us an idol.
亚伦来，我们来弄一个偶像。
We want to serve the idols of the culture that we were enslaved to for 400 years.
我们想要去敬拜那个我们过去奴役400年的人他们所敬拜的神。
The golden calf was a very common idol in Egypt.
金牛犊在埃及是一个很常见的偶像。
In fact, Baal was a very prominent figure in all of the ancient Mesopotamian world.
事实上巴利呢在那个古代的美索不达米亚那边是非常的盛行的。
And so when they say make us a golden calf,
所以当呢以色列人说来为我们造一个金牛犊吧。
Aaron, he himself was in it.
那亚伦他自己也觉得诶这个计划也不错。
You see one verse, he doesn't even struggle with them. Well, we can't do that.
你看他你甚至没有半节经文提到说亚伦说啊我们不能这样子。
In chapter 32, he immediately says, okay, give me your gold, I'll make something for you.
你看32章你看到亚伦立刻就说好啊好啊来把你们的金子都过来我来做一个。
Okay, you guys want to have a good time? Okay, bring some good speakers, some good music, let's just do what they do in the culture.
哦是啊你们想要有那个很好的时光那我们就来看看去哪里找找讲员然后就让大家在这里来欢庆一下
And some horrendous stuff would happen in Baal worship.
然后你知道在巴利的崇拜里面有一些很可怕的事情会发生
Terrible sexual promiscuity.
非常可怕的淫乱
Does that sound familiar?
是不是听起来很熟悉
Friends, the culture began to reshapeIsrael to return to their old ways.
你知道这个我们世上的文化在引诱以色列人要回到他们旧有的生活。
And Aaron, who did not know he was about to be anointed as priest over all Israel and all their lineage, he served as a false priest, leading them into false gods.
而亚伦他完全不知道，他其实再过几天他就要被恩膏成为大祭司，而且他所有的子孙都是大祭司，但是他却成了偶像的祭司啊。
Having experienced all these wonders.
他们经历了这么多的神迹
Having been witness of God's power,
看到神那么多大能的彰显
they all revert to the culture.
但是他们全部都回转到过去的文化
They say you can lead a people out of Egypt,
他说你可以带人出埃及
but only God can take the Egypt out of the people.
但是只有神可以把我们里面埃及的奴役挪走
Will you let him do that in your life?
你愿不愿意让神这样子做
Friends, I want you to take time toReally consider your heart.
各位啊，我希望你们花些时间真的来审视我们的内心。
Being a witness of so much sorrow in the past couple of years, I want to invite you to fall upon the rock today.
我在过去许多年来看到那么多惨痛的教训，我希望你们今天真的让自己建立在磐石。
Falling upon the rock means you will be broken.
真的，我让自己摔在磐石上，表示我们自我真的被破碎。
But when God's judgment comes to His house, He doesn't justHave that those who like to fall upon the rock, and then the rest he leaves alone.
而当神的审判来到神的家的时候，他并不是只在乎那些愿意让自己摔在磐石上，然后其他人就放他走了。
If you don't fall upon the rock, then the rock will fall upon you.
如果你不愿意让自己摔在磐石上，那磐石就会摔在你身上。
Have you forgotten the Lord?
你们有忘记神是怎么说吗?
Have you forgotten the Lord who in Acts chapter 5 takes the life of Ananias and Sapphira for just lying about something?
你忘记在使徒行传第五章里面亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉他们只是因为说个谎他们就死了吗?
You see, we cry out for revival.
我们呼求复兴。
We want the visitation of God.
我们渴望神的造访。
Send your fire, God.
神啊，差遣你的灵，差遣你的火。
Or as we sang earlier, I want to be, what is it?Tried by fire, purified.
或者像我们刚刚所唱的，我们渴望被你的火试炼炼净。
Friends, when God comes, He comes with all of Him.
但是主啊，但是各位朋友，当神来的时候，他是毫无保留的这样子。
He doesn't just come with gifts like Santa Claus.
他并不是像圣诞老人一样，只是来带礼物而已。
Just for your own self-development, for your own therapy.
只是为了你的这个医治啊，为了你的自我建造啊。
No, he is a person. He comes with himself.
不，他是一个有位格的神，他是带着他的全所有来到你面前。
He comes to embrace you.
他来要来拥抱你。
But he comes as the Holy One of Israel.
但是他也是以以色列的圣者来到你面前。
Well, this is where we find ourselves in Exodus 33.
所以这就是我们在以这个出埃及记33章所看到的。
We see God saying, "Fine, I'll fulfill my promises."
我们看到神说 ，Okay, 我会那个，我会成就我的应许。
I remember the prayers of his grandmother So I'm going to give him a good job and great wealth.
因为我记得那个人的祖母他进前的祷告，所以我会给他一个好的工作。
I remember the prayers of the spiritual fathers and mothers, so I'm gonna promote them and give them good position in society.
我记得那些属灵父母为他们的祷告，所以的话我会让他们可以升职，可以有一个好的工作。
I'll give them buildings and property, and I'll give them favor.
我给他们建筑，给他们产业，给他们各样恩宠。
I'll even send an angel.
我甚至还差遣天使
to confirm and encourage them,
来去作为我话语的印证，然后来鼓励他们。
But I'm not coming.
但是我自己不同你们去。
Oh, does this break your heart?
你听到不会心碎吗？
Do you want him?
你是不是真的要他？
Or do you just want the things that he can give you?
还是你只是想要他所能给你的祝福？
Well, Moses' heart was broken.
而摩西很显然是心碎了。
He said, wait, that wasn't the deal.
他说，啊？ 你之前不是这样讲的啊？
I was 80 years old, shepherding a flock of sheep and goats, and you pulled me out of the land of Midian for this?
我已经80岁了，我在米甸地这样子牧养群羊，你把我从那里带出来，只是为了这样子？
You pulled me out of my family safety and comfort for a moment where you would just abandon us?
你把我从我的家一切安说日子这样带出来，结果你现在就要撇下我们了？
And he intercedes on behalf of the people.
所以他就为那些应着景象的百姓来代求。
You've always known that we're a mess.
他说主啊，你知道我们本来就是一塌糊涂啊。
You knew that we were messed up, and we need you.
你知道我们本来就不行，我们是那么需要你。How can we
continue in advancing who you said you were as a nation, but you not be with us?
我们没有你的同在，我们怎么可能没有你的同在还继续往前行呢？
And he says, I don't want the promises. I don't want the. I want you.
他就说，如果是这样的话，我也不要那个应许之地了啦，我只要你。
And he cries out with the famous phrase, "Oh, that you would show me your glory."
然后他就呼这样子呼求出来，就说：“主啊，彰显你的荣耀。”
My friends, do you know what glory meant to Moses?
你知道荣耀对于摩西代表什么吗？
Just a few chapters back,
就在几个章节之前,
when they were entering into the Mount Sinai,
当他们进到西乃山的时候,
the glory of God was defined as a devouring fire.
神的荣耀是以一个吞噬的这样圣洁的烈火来显现的。
So just like we sang, I want to be tried by fire. In the same way, Moses said, I don't care. Come, I want your glory. It's the only way. If I die, I die.
所以就像我们刚刚所唱的，我们渴望被炼净。摩西就是这样子，我不在乎，不管你是不是圣洁的力量，如果我在你的同在中死亡，我也不在乎。
And God began to speak to Moses face to face.
然后神就开始与摩西面对面。
And he said, you know what? I'm going to show you my glory.
他说，你知道我会显出我的荣耀给你看。
But there's a lot to me.
但是我里面有很多很多。
So I'm going to put my hand on you so you don't die.
所以我必须要把我手按在你上，所以你不会死亡。
And as I pass through you, then I'll let you see me from behind.
而当我经过你的时候，我会让你从背后看见我。
And that encounter is what made him a shining person. His face was radiant.
而就是那一次的相遇，使他成为一个那样子闪闪发光，他的脸上充满荣光。
How many times have you wanted to be like Peter's shadow would heal people?
你有多少人想要像彼得一样，他的影子都可以医治人？
That you don't even have to try, but God was with you so much that people around you were changed.
你都不需要尝试，神的同在在你身上到一个大到一个程度，你自然就带下一个转变。
Well, friends, here we see the pathway to that.
那各位啊，这里呢就是指引出这个道路了。
It's not a pathway to develop yourself, self-aggrandizement.
这一个道路呢，并不是让你可以继续建造自己，让自己变得更大更好。
It's a pathway of repentance and surrender, saying, God, I want you more than anything else.
而是一个真实悔改和降服的道路，就是说，神啊，我要你胜过一切。
More than your gifts.
胜过你的一切的祝福。
More than your promises.
胜过多过你的应许。
More than a big church, a good name, or even the angelic ministry. God, I want you. I want relationship with you.
多过一个大教会，或是任何的名气，甚至天使的召唤，主啊，我就是只要你。
And because of Moses' heart.
因为摩西的那个心,
of crying out, show me your glory, and then God responding with revealing himself.
因为他向神那样子呼求，而神这样子回应他，显出他的荣耀给他看。
That became a catalyst to revival.
而那就成为复兴的一个催化剂。
That was the moment where the people of God We're reminded by God of His promise. He's like, okay, then this is what I'm going to do for you.
那就是当神的子民再次想起神所给他们的应许，就是我，这就是我要向你们所做的事。
In Exodus 34, we see the longest description of God's character.
而出埃及34章，我们看到关于对于神的属性有一个很长的描述。
When he reveals himself to him, he says, this is my name.
当他显出他自己的时候，他说，这是我的名。
Verse 6 and 7 says, the Lord, God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness.
第六、第七节，他说，耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
He reveals his character to him.
他向他们显出他的属性。
You see, the name of God is this.
你看，这就是神的名。
You know when we sing, I love your name?
你知道当我们说主啊，我们爱慕你的名。
Or what a beautiful name it is.
或者说何等柔美的名。
Or the name of Jesus, the name, 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 name. We're talking about His character.
当我们在提说神的名的时候，其实就是在讲神的属性。
Who He is.
他是谁。
Who keeps steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin. This is who He is. He forgives.
他为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪孽过犯和罪恶。他是那样子有恩有怜悯的神。
But he also does not clear the guilty who do not repent. In fact, he visits the iniquity of the fathers on the children and the through the third generation.
但他万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他的罪，自负己子，直到三四代。
God is just.
这是神是公义的。
But let me tell you something, if you repent,
但是你知道如果你悔改
God is merciful.
他也是蛮有怜悯的。
Do you see the difference here? There's the judgment onto the third generation.
你有看到这个差异吗？他追讨的他的罪是到三四代。
But if you see the mercy of God, it goes to the thousandth generation.
但是他存留的慈爱是千代万代。
You see, mercy triumphs over judgment.
你看到怜悯是向审判夸胜。
And perhaps you have chased after the effects of God and you've neglected the presence of God.
而也许你过去只是一直追求神的能力，而你忽视了神的同在。
Maybe you've allowed evil things on your phone.
或许你容许你的手机里面存有不讨神喜悦的东西。
Maybe your relationships are contaminated.
或许你和谁的关系是有污点的。
And you come to church like a mixed spring.
而你来到教会的时候，你就像是一个混杂的一个泉水。
You say, God, all I want is you. I love you.
你说主啊，我爱你，我所要的就是你。
But then you go out back to your home into place of work or you're in school and you just engage into all of this debauchery and sexual.
但你回到家工作或学校，你又与那些世上的一切的淫乱和污秽联合。
Or maybe you even dabble in witchcraft and seeking the fortune or the future through other means that are forbidden instead of going to the one who loves you.
甚至你可能涉及巫术，你用其他神以外的方式想要去预知未来，得到祝福。
Friends, there's judgment against you from heaven.
你知道各位是有从天而来的审判的。
But if you repent, there's mercy not just to you but to a thousand generations.
但是你若悔改，神所为你存留的慈爱和怜悯，不是直到你，甚至是为千代万代。
This is the promise for those who are called friends of God.
这就是神向着他称为朋友的人的应许。
So I want to invite you to that.
所以我想要邀请你们进到那里面。
Would you consider being a friend of God?
你是否愿意成为神的朋友
？It'll cost you everything.
那会使你要付上一切代价。
You're no longer your own.
你就再也不是你自己的。
You're no longer your own boss. You can no longer determine your own morality.
你再也不是你自己做主了，你不能够自己为自己定量尺了。
If you want to be a friend of God,
如果你想要成为神的朋友
，who can call upon the glory of God and rejoice in it?
可以向神的荣耀这样子呼喊，而且的话呢，在那里面享受其中。
Then the calling is.To repent and die to our desires.
那这个呼召就是我们必须要悔改，而且向我们自己的渴望来死。
And to let the sanctifier change us from within.
而让那个圣洁的烈火来使我们分别为圣。
I want to invite you to stand.
所以我想要邀请他站起来。
This message has really gone deep into my soul.
这个信息在我里面真的酝酿很深。
Because.The Lord really longs for us to be close to Him.
因为神真的很渴望我们能够与他靠近。
And we might say it with our speech.
而我们可能嘴巴上有说。
But we reject Him with our hearts.
但是我们的心里却拒绝了他。
So I want to read to you a few verses from Revelation chapter 3.
所以我想要来读几节启示录第三章的经文。
Verses 1 through 6.
1到6节。
And I want you to just hear these words and let them wash you.
我希望你们能够就是听我读这些经文，让这些话语来炼净你。
If you feel like these words are touching your heart, I don't want to do this. Just come to the front and come and talk to the Lord about it.
如果你觉得这些话触动你的心，那你就自己可以来到前面和神来对话。
He says, "I know your works."
他说我知道你的行为。
You have the reputation of being alive.
暗明你是活的。
But you are dead.
但其实是死的。
Wake up.
你要警醒
and strengthen what remains,
坚固那剩下将要衰微的
and is about to die, for I have not found your works complete in the sight of my God.
因为我见你的行为在我神面前没有一样是完全的
Remember then what you have received and heard.
所以要回想你是怎样领受怎样听见
Keep it and repent.
又要遵守并要悔改
If you will not wake up, I will come like a thief, and you will not know at what hour I come against you.
若不警醒，我必临到你那里，如同贼一样。我几时临到，你也绝不能知道。
Yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments.
当然，在你们当中还有几位是没有污秽自己衣服的。
And they walk with me in white, for they are worthy.
他们要穿白衣与我同行，因为他们是配得过的。
The one who overcomes will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot out his name out of the book of life.
凡得胜的必这样穿白衣，我也必不从生命册上涂抹他的名。
I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels.
且要在我父面前和我父众使者面前认他的名。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当。
Father, we do come before you today.
父啊，我们这样子来到你面前。
We want to receive more of you.
主啊，我们渴望领受你更多。
This is not okay, Lord.
主啊，现在这样还不够。
The mixture in our hearts.
我们心里的混杂。
The way we can come to church and say one thing and then leave and do another.
我们可以过这样子教会和世上两面的生活。
As fathers, as sons, as mothers, as daughters.
我们身为父、为母、为儿、为女。
We come before you.
我们来到你面前。
Asking you.
向你求。
To transform our hearts.
求你转化我们的心。
We want to know the holy.
我们渴望明白圣洁。
We want to receive from the merciful one.
我们渴望从那施恩者来领受。
We don't want to hold to our secrets.
我们不想要持守我们的秘密。
To our hidden sin that we've buried in the camp.
我们一切隐藏的罪。
Lord, we want to confess.
主啊，我们想要向你坦诚。
We want to receive mercy.
我们想要得着你的怜悯。
Before judgment comes.
在审判来到之前。
Would you have mercy?
主啊，求你向我们有怜悯，施怜悯。
I just feel there's some of you, your hearts are burning like the story of the road to Emmaus. I see a heart, like hearts on fire.
我觉得有些人你们心里是那样子如火在烧。
You have heard this message and it's causing your heart to burn in a beautiful way.
你听了这个，你领受了这样的信息，使你的心开始那样的火热。
I believe that's because he's calling you to be a messenger of his holiness.
我相信那是因为神在呼召你要成为传讲圣洁的使者。
If you feel this burning sensation, why don't you come up front? I want to pray for you.
如果你领受那个火热的心，我想要邀请你到前面，我要为你祷告。
God is raising up a holy generation who seeks the face of God.
神正在兴起一个世代，是圣洁的，是寻求神面的世代。
I see some of you, you're feeling a sensation on your feet.
我看到有些人你的脚上有一些感觉。
It's like not a normal sensation on your feet.
这不是一个普通的感觉。
I just hear the phrase from the scripture in Isaiah.
我听到在以赛亚书所说的。
Beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of those who take the gospel of peace.
那传福音者的脚中是何等的佳美。
So if that's you, also come up front and I want to pray for you.
如果那也是你的话，想要邀请你也到前面来，我也想为你祷告。
I believe God is consecrating you right now to be a messenger of the good news.
我相信神正在将你分别为圣，要让你成为那报好信息的。
Some people call it evangelist.
有些人称呼为传福音的。
Some people just call it pastor or teacher.
有些人可能是称为牧师、教师。
But I want you to remember this phrase. He's calling you a witness of the resurrection.
但是我要你记得，他呼召你是要为那死而复活的做见证。
I feel like he wants to commission you to believe that God wants to use you no matter how old, how young.
我觉得他要差遣你，而且要让你知道，不管你是年纪大或小，他就是要用你。
Doesn't matter your family of origin, doesn't matter your background or your future.
不在乎你的原生家庭，你的过往或是你的未来。
God wants to commission you and he has chosen it by causing your heart to burn and your feet to tingle.
神要差遣你，而且他是按着使你的脚这样子的有一个特殊的感觉来作为印记呼召你。
Hallelujah. Before I pray for you, why don't we just set our hearts on the Lord?
在为你们祷告之前，我们让自己的心先专注在神身上。
I want you to learn something very important in the life of the minister, the evangelist, the Christian.
我想要你们知道，在我们身为基督徒、身为传福音的一个很重要的事。
If you will be used by God to do great things in the world, whether through your job or through your education.
如果你要被神大大使用在世上做神的工作，不管你是怎样的职业。
I want you to learn the discipline of repenting.Daily before him.
我希望你能够学习每天来到他面前来悔改。
Even Aaron the priest had to do a sin offering for himself.
就连祭司亚伦都需要为自己奉上赎罪祭。
Because he's just an earthen vessel, just like us.
因为他和我们一样，都只是尘土。
We are not Messiah. We will never be Messiah.
我们不是救主，我们也不会成为救主。
There is only one Messiah.
只有一个救主。
One deliverer.
只有一个拯救者。
One who can set the captives free.
只有那一位可以使被囚的得释放。
And he's called you and I as weak and broken people.
他呼召我们这样子软弱又破碎的人。
He has called us to be.Vessels of glory as jars of clay.
他呼召我们要成为那瓦器，是存有他的宝贝。
So walk clean before the Lord every day.
所以我们必须要在神面前把自己洁净。
For known sins and unknown sins.
每天为自己已知和未知的罪来悔改。
And when you sense that there is something that's bothering you, feel darkness in your heart, confess it to your brother or sister.
而当你知道里面有一些黑暗，就向你的肢体来认罪。
The earlier you start,
你越早开始
the easier it will be to stay free from the sin that entangles.
就会越容易，就你就更容易使你不会被罪所缠累。
I'm not just talking about overt sin.
我不是只是讲一些很显而易见的罪。
I'm talking about filthiness in our speech.
我讲的也包括我们口舌上的污秽。
Gossip.
包括去传舌。
Anger.
愤怒
filthy language from our lips,
以及我们嘴上所说不洁的话
how we guard our eye gate and our ear gate,
我们如何持守我们的眼和我们的耳
God wants to consecrate you today,
神今天要把你分别为圣
So let's just take 4 minutes, maybe 3 minutes to sing to the Lord and consecrate, just in your own words, say, Lord, I want to be holy, I want to walk with you.
所以我们就花三四分钟时间我们一起来敬拜然后用你自己的话来对神说主啊我渴望成为圣洁我渴望和你在一起
I don't want to be afraid of your fire
我不想要惧怕你的火
I want to rejoice and tremble in the fear of the Lord
我想要在敬畏神当中战惊而喜乐
I want to host your flame inside of me tell him
我渴望你圣洁的火就在我里面
I want it to mess me up before it speaks to others
我渴望你先来与我在我身上动工在你使你不需要和别人说
I want your words to transform me before they are released from my lips
主啊我渴望你的话语先来转化我使我不再从自己里面出口
tell him
和他说
it's his kindness that leads us to repentance repentance is a good thing it's what champions do
悔改是好的这是得胜者会做的
you want to be great in the kingdom of God learn the joy of repentance
如果你渴望在神的国度伟大你必须要享受悔改
and I prophesy gone are the days of shame when we turn to Jesus our merciful Savior
而且我要发预言就是我们已经不再是要活在过去羞耻当中了
gone are the days of shame that we can We don't want to confess our sins one to another.
我们不再是活在过去的羞耻，是我们不敢和别人坦诚我们的罪。
It is a new day, a new wineskin.
现在是新的一天，是新的，我们有新的皮带了。
It's a time to live clean before the eyes of God.
是在神眼，是神活在神眼前成为圣洁的日子。
A season of holiness.
是一个圣洁的季节。
It is an hour of great breakthrough in the church.
是教会在这个时候要成为突破的时候。
And in this generation.
在这个世代里面。
Let's pray. Let's sing.
我们一起来祷告，一起来敬拜。
Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you.Only for you, clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you.For you, clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you.
Jesus, I bless these ones.
耶稣，我祝福在场的每一位。
In the name of Jesus, I say, be free.
奉耶稣的名，我宣告你们得自由。
Be free.
你们得自由。
Whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
神儿子宣告得自由的，就是真自由了。
I just hear the Lord saying, I receive your repentance.
我听到神说，我接受你的悔改。
When you repent, when you confess your sins to me,
当你悔改，当你坦诚你的罪，
you are forgiven.
你就是被赦免了。
You are forgiven.
你被赦免了。
I feel like someone needs to hear this.
我觉得有些人需要真的听到。
You have been repenting from the same sin over and over and over again.
你为着同样的罪，你已经悔改、悔改又悔改了。
And guess what? We serve a God who forgives not just once.
但是你知道吗？我们的神他并不是只赦免我们一次。
Not just twice.
不是只赦免两次。
But He commands us to forgive 70 times 7.
他是甚至叫我们要饶恕70个七次。
Indefinitely.
是无穷无尽的。
His forgiveness knows no limits.
他的怜悯是无他的赦免是无穷尽的。
He forgives you.
他饶恕你
and he wants to help you walk in cleanness, wholeness, and purity.
而且他渴望帮助你，是这样子活在一个全人的圣洁里面。
And he's going to give you strength on the inside.
而且他会加添你内在的力量。
It's that prayer that he would strengthen you with might through his Holy Spirit in the inner man.
借着圣灵，他要使你里面的灵人要刚强起来。
That your inner man would be strengthened to walk according to His word.
使你的灵人可以刚强起来，可以照着他的话语而行。
According to His ways.
照着他的道路而行。
According to His command.
照着他的旨，照着他的命令而行。
And this is the dignity of friends of God.
这就是神的朋友所有的尊贵。
And He calls you His friend.
而且他称你为朋友。
Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness.
谢谢主，谢谢你的饶恕。
We receive it. We could not earn it.
谢谢你赦免我们，我们没有办法自己赚得。
We could never deserve it.
我们也永远不配的。
It is the free gift of God.
这是你将白白给我们的礼物。
The gift we could never pay for.
将白白的礼物是我们永远赚无法赚得的。
The gift we could never work hard enough for.
我们不管再怎么努力都不配得的。
It is the gift we get to freely receive.
因为这是我们就是白白领受的。
Because it has been freely given.
因为你是这样白白的赐给我们。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
Let's all say thank you.
我们一起向人说谢谢主。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
谢谢主。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your mercy.
谢谢你的怜悯。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你的爱。
Love covers a multitude of sins.
爱能遮掩许多的罪。
We receive your love.
主，我们领受你的爱。
You are our friend.
主，你是我们的朋友。
We love you.
我们爱你。谢谢主，谢谢耶稣。
There's one more thing. I feel like a few of you. This is for you.
还有一件事，我觉得是对在座某些人说的。
The Lord gave me the scripture Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2.
神给我这个经文，哈巴谷书二章二节。
Verse 2. Chapter 2 verse 2.
二章二节。
Habakkuk 2 verse 2.
哈巴谷书二章二节。
Okay, it says, And the Lord answered me, Write the vision, make it plain on tablets, so he may run who reads it. Let's actually go to verse 3.
他说，他对我说，将这默示明明的写在上面，使人能随跑随读。第三节。
For still the vision awaits its appointed time. It hastens to the end, it will not lie. If it seems slow, wait for it. Shakaramalala.
他说：“因这末世有一定的日期，快要应验，并不虚谎。虽有迟延，还要等候。
It will surely come. It will not delay.
因为必然临到，不再延迟。
And I feel like there is a vision. Some of you have been carrying a vision for many, many years.
我感觉在座有些人，你领受一个意象已经很多年了。
The Lord gave it to you. You wrote it down, and you've been running with it in your heart for many, many years.
神给你这个意象，你把它写下来，而且一直持守这个意象在奔跑。”
And I just feel like the Lord is saying there is an appointed time that the vision will come to pass.
而今天我觉得神说这个末世是有一定的日期会应验的。
If it seems slow, wait for it.
它虽然迟延，但你还要等候。
It will surely come.
因为必然临到。
It will not delay.
它不再迟延了。
There comes a time when it's time for the appointed time to come.
它需要时间使那一定的日期来到。
So do not give up.
所以不要放弃。
Do not give in to discouragement.
不要放弃，让自己进到那个失望里面。
Do not give in to despair.
不要让自己陷入那个陷入绝望里面。
Even the mockery of others.
或者是别人对你的嘲笑。
I'm even thinking about it in the Bible where David talks about how he was mocked. God gave him a vision in his heart and he was mocked for it.
我甚至想起大卫，当他和别人说神给他的意象的时候，他被人家嘲笑。
Where people said, "Where is your God?"
人家说你的神在哪？
Like your God, he hasn't done anything.
你的神什么都没做啊。
He told you all these things, but it hasn't happened.
他跟你讲这一大堆，但是没有一个成就的。
And that's the discouragement that can come in the waiting time.
那就是在你等待的时候可能会有的失望。
When it seems like there's no fruit being born.
当看起来好像没有结任何的果子。
But there is a time, an appointed time, and it will come.
但是是有一定的日期，而且快要应验。
If it seems slow, wait for it.
虽然迟延，你还要等候。
It will not delay.
因为他不再迟延。
Jesus, I just release this. Whoever this is that needs to hear this, Lord, I'm asking you for grace and courage to continue to run.
主啊，不管是谁需要这个话，我向你求一个恩典，让他们还有再有勇气继续奔跑。
To not lose heart.
让他们不会失望。
To not give in to discouragement.
让他们不会陷入失望里面。
Or despair.
或者绝望里面。
Or listen to voices that.Mock,
或者让他们开始去听那嘲笑的声音。
But to hold fast to your promise.
但是他们要那样持守你的应许。
To treasure them.
而且宝贵那个应许。
Lord, we even repent for not treasuring your promises.
主啊，甚至我们向你悔改，我们不够持守你的应许。
For not seeing them as precious.
我们没有看你的应许为宝贵。
You have given us great.And precious promises.
你给我们那么大那么美好的应许。
And I'm asking you for the grace and the strength to treasure them.
主啊，所以我向你求一个恩典，让我们可以这样宝贵你的话跟应许。
To hold them in our hearts.
可以这样子心里咬，心里存记。
until the appointed time.
直到你应许成就的日子。
Amen.
Amen.
All right, well, let's pray. Let's just lean in a little bit more. Ministers, if you could help me, let's lay hands on everyone who feels this call.
所以我们继续来祷告，然后我们想要请我们的牧者团队来为每个人按手。
And I want to see those who felt the strange feeling in your feet.
那我也想知道有谁你的脚有感觉到一些怪怪的感觉。
Because I want to pray for you. I feel like the Lord has something.
请你举起手，因为我想要来为你祷告。
So just come and grab me, because I've.
就来找我，因为有太多人了。
All right, so let's just pray. Father, I thank you.
主来为你祷告，师父，谢谢你。
That you are in our midst.
谢谢你就在我们当中。
You're dreaming your dreams over us again.
你在和我们再次提说你的梦想。
You're reminding us of your promises and of the vision you've given us.
你在提醒我们你的应许以及你给我们的默示。
You're stirring in our hearts a burning heart that we may share with others.
你再次激起我们那火热的心，使我们和人分享。
So Holy Spirit, do what you do best.
所以主啊，圣灵做的只有你能做的。
And breathe upon this people.
然后再次向这些人吹气。
Deep within the soul.
深在他们灵里的深处。
Breathe and commission today.
再次向他们吹气，再次的呼召他们。
Consecrate today.
使他们分别为圣。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. My heart.I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart.I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice.I wanna burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I wanna burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice. 燃烧，是为着你，我生命成为新香气，我要为你燃烧，是为着你。I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice, I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart, I want to burn for you. As a sacrifice, I want to burn for you, only for you.
Keep pressing in. With just a few more minutes in His presence, let's stay in it.
持续在他的同在中，再花个几分钟的时间。
We're gonna keep lingering for just a few more minutes. Just press in for the promise of God over your life.
我们持续的来坚持下去，持续让神的同在中。
Lord, we're ushering in a new thing. It's time for the new thing.
是这样一个新的时刻了，新的时刻。
A new skin.
这样的一个新的皮带
He's resurrecting your destiny.
他在恢复你的一个命定
He's renewing your life and calling you forth.
他在恢复你的生命带领你向前
He's the one who anoints.
他是这样子亲自来膏抹的
So right now Holy Spirit I call upon you.
圣灵啊我们呼求你
The one who loves us and wants to touch us.
是想爱我们想要触摸我们的
That you would release a spirit of burning and love in their hearts.
这样的一个燃烧的烈焰还有爱在他们里面燃烧起来
Release new callings and new destinies.
这样一个释放一个新的一个呼召在里面
New vision and new courage.
将那个新的意象、新的勇气。
Boldness to proclaim your word.
将那个勇敢、胆然无惧的来宣扬你的话语。
Skill to create beautiful pictures and artistry that reveal your glory.
神将你有个创意的一个恩赐在他们的身上，可以来创造新的东西。
Fill us with your spirit, O God.
是的，主啊，充满我们，用你的灵充满我们。
As a sacrifice.I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice.I want to burn for you, only for you. Clean my hands, purify my heart. I want to burn for you, only for you. Take my life as a sacrifice.
Anchored in His love,
真是完全扎根在他的爱中。
To walk as those who burn and shine for His glory,
真是为他的荣耀，为他而发光。
Oh Holy Spirit, we avail ourselves to You.
是的，主啊，我们为自己将自己摆上。
We invite You to fill these jars of clay, these earthen vessels.
主啊，我求你真是来充满这些器皿。
Remove every part of Egypt inside of us.
从他们里面的那一切的埃及要挪去。
All of the idols of the culture, get them out of us.
所有这样的一个文化里面的一个捆绑要完全的挪去。
We only want You, O God. To fascinate us with your beauty. To transform us with your joy. To equip us with your power. And to send us forth as your people. Oh God, right now I thank you for all the callings, all the destinies that are connected to this new wineskin.
主啊，为了你在这样的一个新皮带里面，主啊，你将我们联系上，进入新的命定，向你献上感谢。
For the hour of the new wine has come.
这样的一个时刻，这样的一个新皮带的时刻来了。
Oh, Rabashe, I thank you, Lord, that you are setting free the captives.
是的，主啊，你在将那被掳的释放他们。
We rejoice with you.
我们与你一同欢庆。
For setting captives free.
主啊，因为你释放他们自由。
We love you for it.
我们爱你。
We celebrate you in it.
我们欢庆。
And we thank you for new champions of grace.
真的是有这样的一个极大的一个那个胜利的。
The burning and shining witnesses of your resurrection power.
他们真的是在这样的一个你的复活的大能中。
I thank you. Continue to fan this into flame in our souls, O God.
是的，主啊，持续的燃起这样火焰在我们里面。
Continue to do this, O God. Burn within us.
持续的来在里面燃烧，燃烧。
Open our eyes to see you.
让我们的眼睛可以看见你。
I feel like the Lord is highlighting a few of you that have known that you have this calling in the Lord.
我觉得说神有些在对你们有一些特别的对。神在你们身上有这样的一个呼召的人。
This doesn't have to do with your identity. This has to do with your function.
这不是你的一个位分的一个东西，是你的职位的一个东西。
Our identity is that we are all sons and daughters.
我们的位分是我们每个人都是神的儿女。
This is who we are before Him. We are fully loved and favored by God.
我们是神大蒙眷爱的那一位。
Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord is loved with this fullness of love.
每一个被神呼召的都是有这样的一个全能的爱在他们的身上。
But I just feel like some of you, your brains are processing and others, your hearts are turning within you in a beautiful way because you know you have a function in the church.
我觉得说你们有些人你们的脑在下思考一下里面有一个东西正在搅动真的是你们在有一些的特别的一个职位上。
You have ability to see prophetically, or you have the ability to lead, or you have this calling to be a worshiper or a dancer, and you know that God is stirring something within you.
你知道神在你身上有这样的一个特别的呼召，你可能是一个敬拜者，你可能是一个舞者。
I see that your brain, the Lord loves the way your brain works. You're a strategist, you are a thinker, and God wants to use you.
你可能是这样不一样这样的一个策划家我相信神他在这里一个方向中他要来带领你
Not as one who uses a tool for anything but as a father who wants to invite his children into his business
不是一个这样拿着那个器具真的在做这件事情的他是一个工具是要来邀请人进入他的国度里
If this is you why don't you hold out your hands like you're gonna get a gift
要是是你的话把你的手伸出来就想像在领受一个礼物一样
Because he wants to give youBeautiful gift. Father, I thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are stirring the hearts.
是的，主啊，谢谢你，主啊，你真的在搅动这些心灵。
That you're stirring the spirit.
主啊，你在灵里在搅动。
To love you not just with words but with action.
不只是用话语来爱你，而是用行动也要来爱你。
Lord, I thank you for even the new ideas that the church doesn't know what to do with.
甚至这样的一个新的一个那个想法，是教会都不知道该怎么来使用的。
I thank you, God, that you are bringing in new water, new wine, new things.
你在这样的一个新的河流里面，你再带下新的创意点。
And Lord, I pray that you would favor these things and fan all of these ministries into flame.
主啊，我真的是求你，真的是来恩宠。主啊，你真的是这样子一个煽起火来，让这些进入到一个新的事工里。
Freely as I've received, freely I give to you. Be anointed for the work of the ministry.
白白的得来，白白的舍给出去。
Be anointed for the work of the ministry.
真的是有这样的一个恩膏真的是为了他的事工而蒙召的恩膏
To be a shining lamp in your school and your work
在你的学校或工作场合里面成为这样的点燃的点亮的光
To pray for the sick, to care for the sick
来为这些生病的祷告或者是来带领他们陪伴他们
To serve in the church, to love your brethren
在教会里面这样的一个来服侍来爱你的弟兄姐妹们
be anointed, be released into your destiny.
被恩膏被释放进入你的恩那个呼召里。
Receive the spirit of burning from heaven.
来领受从神而来的这样的一个燃烧。
Receive a spirit of skill from heaven.
你从这样的一个从天上来的一个这个技巧。
Receive it, it's yours.
领受，这是你的。
God loves the way you love beautiful things.
神很爱你们什么样的爱，喜爱美丽的事物。
Oh, I just see God's affections for so many of all of you.
我看到神真的是这样的一个喜爱你们每一位。
The unique way He's made all of you, He loves you.
真的是他在你们生命当中这样的一个独特性，他爱你们。
And He's calling you to shine.
他真的是邀请你要来发光。
With courage and boldness and joy.
是勇敢的，是喜乐的。
And humility and honor.
是谦卑的，是尊荣的。
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢主。
Oh, I thank you that you love us this much.
谢谢你是这么的爱我们。
That every time mercy triumphs over judgment.
真的是这样的一个怜悯，真的是完全的胜过审判。
That you delight in mercy.
主啊，你喜悦怜悯。
I thank you, God.
谢谢主。
I thank you that you do this.
谢谢你是为我们说。
I thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
Let's just keep praying for a couple more minutes.
我们再花几分钟持续的来祷告。
Just make those sweet resolutions to God.
真是这样向神来回应。
Be specific about your life.
真的是不是只是很
笼
统的，而是你们个人的。
Of the things you love to give to Him and do for Him.
是你要为神而做，或者你要给他的。
You don't have to make these big promises. Just say, Lord, tomorrow or next week or next month, this is what I'm going to give you.
不是一个很大的一个应许或怎么样，而是说我明天要做，我下一个月这个月我要做的。
My heart has been moved to do this or give this to you.
我心里面搅动，我想要这样子的做，我会做出去。
Don't make big promises, just give him a sweet resolution of what you'll do today, tomorrow.
很简单的，是今天我要做什么，我明天要做什么。
This is the most beautiful part.
这是最美丽的一件。
Because now you get to minister to his heart.
因为你现在在服侍他的心。
And tell him how you will love him.
让他知道你怎么爱他。
Just a couple more minutes. Why don't you just music play a little bit? Just tell him. Just you alone with God.
这是你跟他单独的一个对话。
我们站在你的祭坛前。
Lord, we stand before your altar.
主，我们只要你。
Lord, we want you and you only.
塑造我。
Shape us, Lord.
训练我。
Train us, Lord.
洁净我。
Cleanse us, Lord.
恩膏我。
Anoint us, Lord.
使用我。
Use us, Lord.
我整个人完全属你。
I am fully and wholly yours.
你在我身上有完全的主权。
You have full authority in our lives.
谢谢你。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
我要请我们的同工有点报告。
We have a little bit of announcements.
我们希望能够持续持守这个对主的一个心智。今天晚上下午的工作坊，晚上的聚会，我期待大家预备心，我们要完全的将自己 extravagant 献给神。
Through the meeting that we have this afternoon, the workshop, and also the meeting tonight, continue to give extravagantly. Really quick announcement.
2:10,
we're going to return here for a group photo.
晚上5:30的时候，我们在咖啡厅有内在生活的问答。
At 5:30 in our lounge.
如果
We have a quick Q&A.
如果你有内在生活问题想要提出或是有疑问的话，我们的牧者会在那边做一个 QA.
You have any questions that you want to ask regarding inner life teaching?